Leaders in Our Work. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 15, 1903. To the leaders in our work. Dear brethren, I ask you to move carefully and prayerfully. Let your words at all times be seasoned with grace. Let Christ be revealed in spirit, in words, in deportment. In establishing sanitarium work in Washington, do not link up with Dr. Kellogg. Let the plans laid for the carrying forward of this line of work be such as will bear the endorsement of heaven. In no case is this line of work to be made secondary. It is to be prominent in bringing the truth to the minds of the people. With great wisdom, establish a sanitarium in Washington. Establish the work upon a solid foundation. Let the building be neat and tasty, but not expensive. We cannot afford to erect an expensive building. The Lord desires this building to be a representation of what He designs all His sanitariums to be. The Lord will work with His people if they will work humbly with Him. But do not depend upon Dr. Kellogg. He is not making straight paths for His feet, and the lame will be turned out of the way. The Lord calls upon His gospel medical missionary workers to rally under the blood-stained banner of Prince Emmanuel. In the aggressive warfare, there can be no release. The church militant is not the church triumphant. Work in straight lines. Do nothing to encourage a root of bitterness springing up. And if this root of bitterness does appear, we are not to let it trouble us and defile the spirit of true Christianity. The truth that works by love and purifies the soul is to be cherished. We are to shun as we would the leprosy, all spiritualistic ideas of God. There are mysteries that God has not revealed to human minds. Human beings would not know how to handle the Lord's treasures of wisdom without tarnishing His glory. We are to understand, as diligent students, that which God has revealed. Paul speaks of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, and of the purpose of its revelation, saying, "To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Ephesians 3, verse 9 to 21. The most spiritual-minded Christians are those who have the most advanced knowledge of the Word. This life is the time in which we are to prepare for eternity. We shall reap what we sow. False teachers will increase in numbers. Satan will lead men and women captive through deceptive reasoning to destroy their confidence in God. Never were those who have heard the truth more in danger than at the present time. We must pray and watch unto prayer, making the Word of God the man of our counsel. As we draw near to God, He will draw near to us.